The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive. If you smell what the rock is
cooking. And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are back. We are here talking all about DK's fabulous new The World of the Rock, the most electrifying book in all of literature, right?
Exactly. It's an awesome book.
It's a beautiful book. I love the black and gold on the cover.
Holding it up to the non-existent camera, showing it off.
Yeah, there's the Vanna White. Gotta do the Vanna White for the people who totally can't see it, but it is. It's a lovely, beautiful book that details all the Rock's historic moments, his entire career, the writing staff, Steve Pantaleo. I hope I said your name right. I'm so sorry if I didn't. Did a fabulous job on this in terms of like research and culminating all the information and putting it in a concise and entertaining fashion. So bravo to y'all for that.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, it's a very nice book. Great pictures. Great. What I like about the book really a lot is like the different timelines throughout the book. Like it goes through different feuds with Mankind, John Cena, you name it. And it gives a timeline of the feud. Like the one with Steve Austin, you get all the series of events, how they were feuding from the Nation days and all the way through WrestleMania 15 and beyond. You get like a nice series of timeline of the big moments from when Austin came back. Then for WrestleMania 19, when they finally had their last match and The Rock finally winning. You get all the key moments, all the key matches. You get like things about him at WrestleMania, some of his funny moments. The book has everything you need to know about the Great One in it. As you can hear me, I'm flipping through it as we're doing this. Even goes as far as, you know, I'm in the Hollywood era of The Rock. What is he doing right now? So it's cool. I really like it.
I have to laugh because, and this is going to tell you exactly how big of a dork I am, because I've had this since college, is when I opened the book and I was flipping through the rivalries, they have the Undertaker picture in here, but it's the old school, like, 97 Undertaker. Basically, this picture they used for his stand-up, like the cardboard cutout stand-up, if anybody remembers that. Yeah, it's that picture, and I'm like, oh, hey, that's familiar. That's sitting in my basement right now. And then it's like you flip a page back, and there's The Rock smacking the crap out of Biker Taker. So, yeah. So, I found that really, really funny, but they've got the John Cena feud in here, where they talk all about that. That was really cool. I really love the timelines that they put in here.
Yeah.
Where they kind of go through event by event on the date just so you can see how it all played out. Because I feel like when you're watching it, you don't quite remember it all in detail. At least I don't. So now it's like, hey, I have this handy dandy book that, you know, I can flip it open and there's a timeline that tells me exactly when it happened because I don't remember exactly when everything happened.
Watched a lot of wrestling since then.
Yeah, a ton of wrestling since then. So
another cool thing is like when you talk about the different opponents he's had, there's key matches, like they single out key matches in a feud with somebody, which is, you know, what you need. And yeah, you look through the pictures, there's the Undertaker, there's Triple H, and how they've all evolved over the years.
And can I just say that it's like, just flipping through this, it's really weird to see him with hair.
Yeah.
Like, I think I've gotten so used to him being completely bald now that seeing him with hair is just weird, because it's like, oh yeah, there he is with the hair. He's grown up, y'all.
And
he's grown up.
There's a nice little timeline of showing how he's changed his look over the years too. There's like the evolution of the Great One. You see him in 96 with the big poofy hair to how it's thinned out over the years is the best way to put it.
Yep. But and you know, sadly, until he had to just, you know,
shave it all off.
Shave it all off, which that's a sacrifice I think everybody was willing to make, because he pulls it off well. He pulls it off very well. So, but yeah, this is an awesome book, an electrifying book. Got to hit that, and it's out right now. It came out as we are recording this. It was out today, so it is at fine booksellers everywhere, Amazon, WWE.com, I believe. You can check all that out and purchase it for your own reading pleasure. So I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Make sure you follow us on the social media at Wild Talk Radio and at Rack Radio Show.
And, you know, once again, big thanks to DK for providing this to us so we could review it. Huge congratulations to everybody involved in this book. Got to shout out the design team, as always, because you guys did some fabulous work, like you always do. So congratulations again to everybody. But that does it for us, like I said. So he's Rock, I'm Lindsay. This has been the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com, talking all about The World of the Rock, available everywhere now. So tune in, because another review will be coming soon. Till then, bye!